This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Spartans pummel the Wolverines on Senior Day. That's 4 straight against their rival, all double-digit wins. And look, we should talk about Michigan State and the way they play. Shot for a 1 seed, shot to make some noise in the tournament, and we will. But we also have to talk about what happened as the game was nearing its conclusion. Michigan State has a tradition for over 30 years where the Spartans kiss the logo on the way out. Their seniors get that moment, their final time at the Breslin Center. Everybody knows it, you would think. And I do think Michigan knew it, and their players, 2 of them, stood at the court, center court logo, like petulant children. And then afterwards, their coach played dumb. It's a childish look for Michigan. Not the end of the world, but a childish look for Michigan. John, what did you see?
It was so unnecessary. Like, we all know the tradition, and I think it's a great tradition, what they do at Michigan State. And it, one where every senior, every school, every team has something that they do differently, right? The football team doesn't do this. There's way too many guys. Mm-hmm. But for the fact now, and this was different 30 years ago when this tradition started than it is now.
When he says he was, what's the tradition? We can't stand at the center court. Dusty, you've coached in the Big Ten as an assistant. You've coached in the state of Michigan. This is a 30-year tradition. Don't play dumb. Well, we're allowed to? Are we allowed to? He sounds childish in that audio.
And for the players, when one of the guys walks up, just move.
Hey, just step aside.
Yeah, it's not the time or the place to act tough. You had your chance during the game to be the tough guys. And I've mentioned it before, it's not a very tough team. And going into the Big Ten tournament, going to the NCAA tournament, we are all very aware at which team is most likely going to go the furthest. The team that plays defense, the team that plays with toughness, the team that plays consistent. That's Michigan State. But getting back to this moment, it just was so unnecessary. Why stand there at that time?
To be
look,
to be an antagonist.
And act tough. Like, that's,
yeah.
There's nothing tough about that.
I
know there's animosity in the rivalry.
Yeah.
That's great.
It's good.
But this isn't time. This isn't the time for that animosity.
I don't mind. Hey, it's a hard foul and maybe a little jawing and a little shoving. All right. Football, basketball. Okay. What's not okay is the antics. I didn't defend it when Michigan State lost and then got in the tunnel and starts assaulting a player. That's not the time to stick out your chest and be tough in a rivalry. You lost the game, you take your L. If you're a Michigan basketball player, freshman or otherwise, you're losing, you take the L. You step aside, you let them do their tradition. They were only there to impede the tradition. I fully believe that. They didn't accidentally end up at center court. We're allowed to be here. Yeah, you're allowed to be a Richard. We're going to call it what it is.
There needs to be a measure of respect brought back to competition. A respect for your opponent, a respect for the game, respect for traditions. And those two players and Dusty didn't show that respect that was due Michigan State, due those seniors in that moment.
We'll play Izzo audio. We have open phone lines, 248-539-9797. Terry in Southfield, you're up. You're on 97.1.
Yes, how are you guys doing this morning?
Good.
Hey, you know what, though? You know, I'm not a big Michigan fan far as when it comes to supporting Michigan sports. But as far as Michigan State, I'm a long-time Izzo. I've always liked Michigan State. And I even applauded the fact that when Michigan hired this basketball coach, you know, he showed something with character and bringing in the team in. But, you know, when things like this happens, you know, when you lose, it shows a little bit about the coach's character a little bit. Because now, when you know that's a tradition, and you allow your players to stand in that area and do that, that's on the coaches. That's what the coaching is. And some of them seniors now, you know, being leaders too, they needed to step up too. They knew the tradition. They've been at the school longer than the coach. So they was aware of that. I just don't like the fact that, hey, this is on the coach on this one.
Yeah, and I agree with you, Terry. I also didn't like the broadcast trying to go, well, maybe they didn't know.
It's been going on for 31 years. They knew.
And it's on the coach after the game to go, hey, those guys should have known, that's on me. We can't be doing that. We got to play.
From the moment.
Well, and then he plays stupid after the game. Like, I almost would have respected it more if he said, I hate him with every fiber of my being, and I'm going to make it hard for them to kiss the court. At least that would have been authentic to what his players did. Instead, he kind of cowardly. What do you mean?
I'm allowed to be here.
Dusty, you know what you did. You know what your team did. Don't be stupid. Don't play dumb.
Again, I go back to respect. There needs to be some respect brought back to the game, brought back to moments like that, because they're few and far between.
Ticket text, phone calls, lot to say after that. It's 97.1.